Show.
All right, everyone, welcome
Come on.
back.
Hold on. Quick start to the podcast. I want to shout out my girlfriend Julie Asich real quick, making her first appearance on the podcast.
Hi.
All right, episode, well, 174 of the 580 show. It's gonna be a quick one this week, just cause, we traveled this whole weekend for a competition, which is gonna be the whole, that's gonna be the whole topic of the episode. But sorry, I'm a little bit scatterbrained because we just literally got home from a long drive. But okay, episode 174. The whole show is gonna be about the Fireland Strongman Challenge. It was out in Ohio. I don't think I really have much else to talk about. But yeah, we went out and competed. Myself, Julia, Jerry, Brooks, and Charles
Charles.
Goggins, all from the gym. So we had five people competing from the gym. And it was called the Fireland Strongman Challenge in the Firelands region of the US, I guess. And it was in Norwalk, Ohio. And it was a good show. Dante, you're a spectator and cameraman and videographer. We're gonna have a YouTube video come out this week, probably, right?
Yeah, I went for a little approach, different approach for getting footage. I tried getting pictures and footage at the same time, so we'll see how well I did.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It's always, I always love doing the competition vlogs. I always, like, I was talking to Brooksy on the way home, and it's like, I always forget until we travel for these shows, like, all together, kind of like as a little team, how much I just love strongman and competing. And, you know, it's just a good weekend where everything went well and just love it, you know? So
Yeah,
everyone,
I thought it was a good time for sure.
yeah, that show was almost perfect. I thought so. Caleb Ensley was the promoter, and he did an insanely good job. I think I always tell people I judge a promoter based on how much I think they care. Being a good person, I think being a good person and caring is really it when it comes to a show. The rest will kind of figure itself out, and I think Caleb kind of proved that this weekend. It was windy as hell this morning when we first got there, but it ended up being a beautiful day. I don't know if you can see if you're watching on YouTube, but I'm actually sunburned.
Yeah,
Dante's
I'm a
sunburned
little
too.
sunburned too.
I have the little mark from my hat. Look at that. See my little from wearing this hat today.
You're ready for the
But
beach.
yeah, but no, it was a great show. So the way the show was set up was they literally shut down the main street in Norwalk, Ohio, like the main road, and had it for our truck pool. All of our events were out in the street. So it was actually really cool. It seemed like it had a pretty big turnout too, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
For a local show, I thought that was a pretty huge turnout.
There was a lot of like bystanders walking their dogs and stuff, like taking a look.
Yeah.
I even like after I went to the what do you even call it? I went to a gas station after to fill up on gas. They're like, "Oh, where are you at that strongman show? We heard all about it. You know, they shut down the road and everything." So the community was aware. So people probably from the community were there, like at the shop and just checking things out, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, I would love to do something like that with Bow at the Bridge, like how we do it and make it on a more like publicized venue. You know what I mean? Because it was just so cool how they shut the road down. And like Dante said, the community kind of like came together. It was awesome. The events were log clean and press for reps, max deadlift, truck pool, which they used the community fire trucks. Yoke into farmers medley, and then Atlas stone over bar for reps to end it.
What did you think as a competitor, Josh? How did you like it?
Man, I thought from the local show standpoint, I think it was my favorite show I ever did. To
Sweet.
be honest, it was cool being outside. I mean, obviously, I wish it was a little bit warmer in the morning, but like, what are you gonna do? I think that show was like two small things away from being like perfect. Like, and I'm being really critical when I say like two small things, because everything, I'm sure people can say that about every show that we do, you know, like where there's stuff that can go better. Every single show you do is an experience, and like you learn something new, and you're like, oh, it's like anything in life, you know, I wish I could have done this little thing different. Like, I wish, like, I think just pressing on like a more even ground would be one thing, you know, like pressing and deadlifting, but that's me being really picky.
I will say that for Caleb's first show he ran, I think it didn't look like it was a first time show. I'll say that.
No, for sure, man. Like I said, I think it was my favorite show I've ever done. Like
The
especially
scenery was
for
cool. You know, lanes, there's three lanes, so people are pumping through, you know. We got
yeah.
stuff done. I didn't really hear any complaints from too many athletes. Heard nothing but positive thoughts, so that was always good to hear.
Paul Brown statue right in the background.
I know
I'm looking for.
they should have done awards on the by the Paul Brown guy.
Yeah, no, but it was, and also I will say my trophy's upstairs, but it was like the coolest trophy I've won too. It's up there with Tyler Petra's Strong Getting one, the handmade log. But it's just a really cool trophy. So, like literally start to finish, I thought like you can definitely tell that Caleb thought it through, and just did an amazing job. So it was
One
awesome.
thing I will say too is that we lucked out on weather bad.
Bad.
It was, I don't know if you guys are all aware of all the weather up here, but it's been raining nonstop for like the past week, like
It
bad.
literally it was flooding, like
We got
bridges.
like record levels of rainwater. It was like 12 inches or something, I heard.
Yeah, and then the one day it stops raining for like 12 hours just for the whole show. It was sunny the entire show.
I know, that was great. That was
So
perfect.
no, you're 100% right. But Julia won her class. She went up a class to one, what is it? It
Once
says
I think it's
165.
165, yeah.
So Julia did the 165 class and won that class, which was awesome. I went up to the 200 class and won that class. It was awesome. I got to compete against awesome guys. The other thing too about strongman is you just are, when you go and just compete, you're reminded of like I said at the beginning, like how much you love it, but also just how good all the people are for the most part. Like, yeah, sure, like in anything, like 1% are dicks, but like it's just so fun. I always joke, and I was telling you guys today, but like strongman is so incestual. Like where we see the same people at every damn show. It's like almost like a weird like high school reunion. And just
But there's also an aspect of that too, where you start seeing new faces, and those new faces become the people you see at every show.
right,
And then just and the
100%.
cycle just starts to repeat itself over and over again. We got a
Yeah.
guest appearance from Millie.
Yeah, Millie's on screen. But yeah, it was just it's nice seeing all the people, you know. All the hey, how's so and so doing? How's you know, and just catching up with everyone too. It's almost like a strongman show is almost just like a because we always have a lot of people at 580 for Strongman Saturdays usually. It's almost just a bigger outside version of that for us where it's just you're still just having fun and doing five events and yeah, it's awesome.
I will also say, Josh, like I said, I got a lot of photos and stuff, so I'll post those when I'm done along with the video. But I'm transferring my photos over now, and I took 1,422 total
Holy
photos.
shit. That's awesome.
I was trigger happy, I'll say that.
That's good. I need some good updated pictures for a big announcement I got coming. So that's awesome.
Yeah, so big announcement from Josh coming in the near future.
End of April.
End of April. You said that we got a big announcement for something coming end of the year for 580 as well. It's not strongman related,
Oh yeah.
but we'll
And
release that whenever you're ready.
horsepower too. I don't want to say the new flavor yet because we're going to do, and people probably already know it, but I want to do like a little commercial or something for an announcement, like a funny video that we're
Yeah,
going
we'll
to.
start working on that commercial. We'll get it
But
ready
I
in a
will
week or
say
two.
the newest flavor of horsepower is ready to go. The formula is done. Well, the formula doesn't change. The flavor is done. The flavor is done and it's ready to be put into production. I'm hoping to have it ready to debut for Battle at the Bridge on June 1st.
That'd be big. Usually you drop flavors on those days.
I know. So hopefully because and I will say everyone that I think probably 15 people sampled it now and the new version and it's the best pre-workout I've ever had. Like it's my favorite flavor of anything I've ever had. I'm so happy how it came out. I was telling people today at the show. I'm so happy how it came out. I'm really excited for this one. So yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna change. I'm thinking about changing some stuff up on the tub and making it just a little bit different this time around.
Like new design.
Maybe a new color lid
Okay.
to play into the flavor, maybe.
I can see where this is going.
You know what I mean?
We'll
Something
figure it
like
out.
that.
You'll figure it out.
It might just be a standard black one still, but we'll see. But it doesn't really matter. The flavor is amazing, so that's all I care about. But back to the show. I mean, I was so happy how I competed today. I think like just knowing when to really put on the gas, when to ease off the gas, the competitor getting more experience as I am over the years, and could I have hit a couple more reps on a log? Yeah, but like don't do it because I'm saving my energy. So, and I was just happy with how everything went. That was my first time ever getting to do a truck pull against other people in an open class, and
I
I
will
was the
say
first.
you did get your redemption on the truck pull.
Yeah, truck pull is awesome. It's fun. The one thing about truck pull is there's so many variables. Like when I coach athletes, like have them always rotate like a speed and a heavy, even if it's the same day, like just to prep because you just never know what a truck pull is going to be like on game day. Today was
Right.
heavier on the heavier side. So, but the truck pull was really cool. Like I mentioned earlier, we were pulling the Norwalk Fire Department truck, so that was really cool. I liked the Yoke to Farmers medley.
Yeah, I thought that
And
weight was like almost perfect.
yes, and then the stones, that was the first time I've ever done well in stones in a show. So I had
How
a
many
two,
reps did you get again? Six?
yeah, six, 60-second time limit over 48-inch bar. I did six reps with a 285 stone. So,
Awesome.
yeah, very happy with how that went. Just a perfect day for me, honestly. I wish I would have done a little bit better on log, but I will say that was my one complaint, just pressing on just straight up pavement. But that's just me being nitpicky and probably being bitter because I didn't do as good on log as I wanted to. But like I mentioned, Julia crushed it. She did amazing. I got to coach Julia for this prep. It was a really short prep. I think I coached her for what, like 6 weeks or something.
Probably.
Six, I think seven with the deload. But it she did. I was so proud of her. She did. Probably the highlight of the day on events wise was she got 10 reps on the stone,
Yeah, she won
in a
most of
minute.
those.
In a minute. So that was really impressive. My favorite thing, my favorite time of the weekend. I guess I'm just said my favorite thing was Julia, but actually my favorite thing was getting to go with Brooksy. So if you don't know Brooks Miller, I don't know why anyone listening would, but he's just a younger kid that goes to our gym, and he's actually one of our original members that I coached when he was, I think I started coaching him when he was a sophomore or junior in high school. And now he's grown up. He just turned 21, and I got to go out to the show with him.
He was the first member of the week of 580, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So we went out together, and it was his first ever open show. He competed up with the big boys in the 181 class. And he won the truck pull. He won the yoke into farmers. Got never his second time ever doing Atlas stones, and he got the 265 stone for two over the yoke. And hit a 60-pound deadlift PR.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And he signed up for the show 20 days ago. So he only did one stone session, did a couple log sessions, did a couple deadlifts, like you know what I mean, just so quick. And he did so awesome. I'm so proud of him. So that was just like so sentimental for me because when I started coaching Brooks, he didn't even know what strongman was. And now he's got his USS Nationals bid. Like, so he may go.
Hey,
So
see, he seemed pretty fired up about it.
I heard USS Nationals 2025 is in Charlotte today.
That would be
So
pretty cool.
if that's not announced yet, you heard it here first. USS Nationals, Charlotte.
You might have ruined it, Josh.
We broke the news. No, that's good. We're the media, Dante. We're the
Yeah.
strongman media. We break news. So yeah, that's actually a cool city to go to. So
Yeah, I was in Charlotte before. I think that'd be a cool little trip. It's not near the beach, unfortunately, but
well,
it's a decent ride.
we'll go to Ocean City on our way home.
On the way home, yeah. We always find a way.
And Jerry did great. And Charles Goggins did great too. So it was, everyone went. And no matter the performance, I'm just proud of how everyone represents 580. I say that every time, but it's so fun to go on these trips with everyone.
Agreed.
It's like a little team bonding thing. We got our own little team traditions we've formed now. We go to a certain restaurant for the show every time, and we can't say their name because they haven't sponsored us yet, but when they do, we'll
Dude,
plug.
one day it's gonna be the biggest news flash in strongman history.
People were loving Grip Mountain today at the show
Were they
too.
really? I was wondering about
Yeah.
that.
Cuz Dante, I don't even know, do we ever say it on the show, but Dante owns Grip Mountain if you're new
We
to listening.
post about it all the time. I'm just horrible with social
People
media.
think I own it because I post it from 580, but
You
Dante owns it.
basically do.
No, I don't. You own it. You
Yeah.
do all the work. But actually, Dante actually started Grip Mountain before 580 Barbell was started.
I'm just very horrible at advertising and promoting, but I kind of like it being small. It's just a fun little thing.
I love it. I love Liquid Chalk. But Dante started that. Fun fact, you started that. You showed me the idea when we were deadlifting at my uncle's garage.
I remember I brought the
Four,
sample
five,
pack.
eight.
I had a couple sample
Yeah.
packs we were all trying.
And now it's cool. You're
Now that we
sponsoring
got the formula
shows.
down and everything, we're good. We're rolling.
I'll never use regular chalk again because I love Grip Mountain. But obviously we'll be a premier sponsor for Battle at the Bridge and all our shows and our gym and everything. But yeah, people are loving it. It's funny because strongmen and powerlifters are always hesitant on liquid chalk, and I actually was too when I first used it. And now when I use a block of chalk, I hate it.
Well, the thing people don't understand is that you have to let it dry on your hand too. So some people just put it on and go right to the thing and they'll slip and they're like, what happened?
Yeah, but it's
It's good
yeah. It
stuff.
feels wrong using normal chalk now. You know what I
No.
mean? Anything else? Like, what stood out to you about the show today, while you were just there as a spectator?
I get I was busy taking pictures and stuff, but
Yeah.
honestly, like when I wasn't in the downtime, like watching other people, like I just was thoroughly entertained.
Yeah.
Granted, I understood strongman, but I feel like a bystander. There's three different lanes going on. Somebody walking their dog would be just like, oh, this is kind of interesting. This guy's lifting like stones and, they're pulling freaking trucks or something. Like, just someone's trying to go to dinner with their family and they're seeing truck pulls. Like, that's cool to watch. Like, I thought
Yeah.
the events are really entertaining to watch, basically.
Yeah.
And like I said,
Norwalk.
I thought the weights were perfectly suited too for each class.
I did too. Norwalk was like a perfect little downtown too. It's actually a really cool town.
Yeah, there's like we had a good dinner right after, but
Yeah. Tell Big Lenny. I was trying to think if there's anything else that maybe
volunteers did really well too, resetting and
volunteers did great.
yeah.
Always like if you are newer to strongman, I'm not trying to boss people around, but if you're new to strongman, like today, I always make it a point to walk around at some point and like thank the volunteers because it is so crazy to think like without volunteers, these people aren't, if you didn't know, they're not getting paid. They're really not being compensated at all. A free shirt, which is nice, but you know,
They do it for the love of the sport.
right, exactly. And they are giving up traveling, being away from their family all day, traveling back home on their own dime, just so that we can participate in the hobby that we enjoy to do. So thank a volunteer and never be a dick to a volunteer. Seriously, like,
Yeah, like even like I even saw like I was like helping a little bit too, like when I could, like on the farmers and stuff.
yeah.
I would try to help like reset things, just because I know it's hard to get around everywhere, but.
Yeah. Well, that was another thing I was so impressed with Caleb, that just thought about that. So for the yoke, when the yoke needed to reset,
Yeah, oh, I know what you're about to
he
say.
actually
Yeah.
had a heavy equipment operator on site with a forklift to lift the yoke up and reset it. That
Granted,
was pretty
not
cool.
everyone's gonna have that capability just because of the area we were at, but that was a really cool thing to
That
see.
was sick. Like, so there was a forklift operator, and if the yoke, like someone didn't finish their yoke run, he would literally drive out onto the thing, make sure everything was clear safely, and then pick up the yoke with his forklift and place it back so no one had to do anything.
Yeah,
Like, that's sick.
that's thinking smart.
Yeah, that was cool. I was impressed by that. I tell people every time when I go to a show, I only have ever been to a strongman show and not learned something. As a competitor and a promoter, both. And I learned a ton of stuff today watching that. Like, stuff I'm gonna implement at our shows.
Yeah, like people,
Like, it's
I think
just
a lot of people come to you for like inspiration and wisdom, but like you just said now, you're learning from other people still too. It's like everybody learns from each other, which is very beneficial to the sport. It's the only way it's going to grow.
I'm a big fan of like forever the student mindset, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
Because there's always gonna be someone smarter and come up with something
Yeah.
different that's gonna
Well,
work better.
everyone just like you just think like you gave me an idea with the yokes for bridge.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why didn't I think about that? Like I'm an idiot. But you just need to talk to people and like sometimes there's one little thing in strongman that you're like, oh, that makes sense. Let's do that.
Right.
And you know, so no, man, that was good. I don't think there's anything crazy. I mean, real quick in strongman, it was Europe's strongest man today, right?
Yeah, Luke won, I think. Stoltman.
Luke Stoltman won.
Nick Hamby got six.
Do you remember the other stuff or no?
Let me pull it up real quick.
I didn't get to look at all. So if you got to watch Europe's Strongest Man, tell us.
I was texting Frawley about it. He said he watched some of it before he had to do something else. But I was World's Strongest Fan on Instagram. I always post the stuff. So
That's actually a
top three
sleeper now.
looks like Luke Stoltman, Avers, Schmalz-Dellis, and then Alexei Novikov.
Yeah.
So like Nick Hamby beat like Pavel Kodiaka, Ryno Hainla, Gavin Bilton, so like Janashia.
Hardline.
He beat some people that compete at World's Strongest
What's
Man.
up? I wonder if Janashia got hurt. He gets hurt a lot.
He's just getting old, I think.
Yeah, but he was one of my favorites to make the finals a couple of years ago, I remember, and he got hurt.
Looks like he
But
didn't even do the stones.
I think he got hurt early because I think he got hurt on deadlift.
And Novikov tore his bicep, apparently.
Oh man. But
Yeah.
yeah, exciting stuff in Strongman. We'll get caught up. We got some, I think next week. So if you're listening, next episode, what would that be? 175. We are gonna have the owners of Iron Podium on next week, to talk and discuss because we were talking about Iron Podium Premium last week on last week's episode, and there's some things that I think I just wasn't sure of and kind of wanted to ask them, and they offered to come on and explain Iron Podium Premium because people are confused about it. So probably with them next week, and we'll talk some other strongman stuff, and then hopefully get some big announcements going, have some big guests on, get the new horsepower out, and we'll keep churning this thing along for another year. So
If you guys have any questions about, I guess what you say, Iron Podium Premium, feel free to drop them in the
yeah,
comments.
please. I'll put up a Q&A on our Instagram too, but if you have any now, put them in the YouTube comments
I
so
feel
I'll screenshot them.
I didn't even really understand what it was. I saw the email and I was like, oh, I wonder what this is. So
Yeah.
that'd be cool to actually get some insight from the creators
And
themselves.
I get it too, man. Like I probably sounded ignorant when I was talking about it because I'm like, I don't want to pay for it. I don't fully understand
Yeah.
it. So I'd rather just bring them on in. Let's talk about Iron Podium Premium.
Cool.
So, all
Well.
right, guys, we'll see you all. We're tired. We need to go to bed. We just drove 3 hours home. So, shout out to everyone at Fireland Strongman Challenge. Shout out to Caleb Ensley for running a great show. Shout out to everyone at 580 that did a great job today too. So I'm proud of everyone, and we will see you guys all for another week. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Thanks.
Peace.